It's here and now, and with about 2.5 weeks left before the midterm elections, let's get to our Senate tracker. This week, we're focusing on South Dakota, where independent Larry Pressler and Democrat Rick Wyland are gaining ground on Republican Mike Rounds to fill the seat of retiring Democratic Senator Tim Johnson. The race has been thrown wide open, in part because of a scandal involving a green card program for foreign investors that critics say was not well managed under Governor Rounds. Kara Hetland is news director at South Dakota Public Broadcasting. She's with us from Vermilion. Welcome.
Thank you.
At first, explain what happened, because this was not on anybody's radar a few weeks ago.
Oh, no, it was a done deal. It was a slam dunk for the Republican, former Governor Mike Rounds, well-liked. Nobody really thought there was going to be a horse race. But here we are, statistical dead heat, some polling indicates. And there's been a lot of reporters asking hard questions of Mike Rounds and then the other candidates taking that up. And I'm referring to the EB-5 program that happened under the Rounds administration during his two terms as governor.
And the EB-5 program, this is a visa program.
Correct. A foreign investor can get a two-year visa if they loan or invest $500,000 into a rural project, something that can save 10 jobs or more. So there's a former beef plant that has gone bankrupt, which is kind of the center around this. And they use this EB-5 money for this bankrupt program, but it has left millions of dollars in debt and a lot of people saying, hey, where's my money?
Okay, well, let's look at some of the candidates here. Here is Republican former South Dakota Governor Mike Rounds, who recently released this video ticking through some of his positions.
In order to save Medicare, Obamacare must be repealed and replaced. We need to reduce unnecessary regulation to help spur our economy and create good jobs. The bureaucrats in D.C. need to get out of the way of new energy development and support projects like the Keystone Pipeline and our ethanol industry.
Okay, so some stuff that we're hearing from candidates, Republican candidates all around the country, and some stuff that is a little more specific to where you are. But what else should we know about Mike Rounds?
You know, Mike Rounds is a nice guy, and he is well-liked, and he had a rather successful time as governor and really focused on innovation and new ideas and building up research at the universities. And everyone thought, since Mike Rounds is running for Senate, nobody really stood a chance against him. But we're seeing these things click away, and Mike Rounds keeps trying to say in the campaign, but let's talk about the real issues. But he's having a hard time getting that message out right now.
And he is now facing, as we said, two competitors here. One of them is the Democrat, Rick Wyland, who is using music to get his point across.
So I'm running for the Senate, but I ain't a big wheel. Don't have an RV, just my automobile. Hey, no one's bought me.
So that's actually him singing, right?
That is actually him singing and playing the guitar. And he's been going around and doing a real grassroots campaign. And he has gone to every community in South Dakota twice. People told him it couldn't be done, but he is going and he is knocking on doors and shaking hands. And South Dakota's big about having their political candidates there at their kitchen table. And that's how it's done in South Dakota.
Well, and by the way, I think that's what Tom Daschle, the former Senate Majority Leader, used to do, right? He would go to every city in South Dakota.
And Rick Wyland used to work for Tom Daschle.
Okay. And what about Rick Wyland's positions?
He is a little more liberal than the Democratic Party had hoped. And so the Democratic Party in D.C. didn't support Rick Wyland as a candidate, didn't really. But now they're putting money in because they think that Rick Wyland can beat Mike Rounds.
But then there is Larry Pressler, the former senator. He was a Republican. Now he's running as an independent. He explained why in a recent online video.
Like most South Dakotans, I've been disappointed in how both parties have poisoned Washington. Neither party has all the solutions. I will use the best ideas for South Dakota, regardless of who thought of them. I will not answer to extremists in either party. And as an independent, I will be accountable only to you.
So tell us about Larry Pressler and how popular he is in South Dakota.
Well, former U.S. Senator, he's been away for a while, and he's coming back, and he's, you know, a one-man band. I think he has one staff member. He's not really about big money, not really about raising money, and he's just going around knocking on doors and sitting at people's kitchen tables. But I think the Republican Party in South Dakota, and Larry Pressler was a Republican, and they're a little concerned about Mike Rounds, and so Larry Pressler's splitting that base a little bit and taken some from Rick Wyland, too. And Larry Pressler says he's going to serve one term in the U.S. Senate, but he's going to go in with seniority. Then that's not going to happen if Mike Rounds or Rick Wyland wins. And so he's not going to be all about raising money. He's going to be about working for South Dakotans.
So what's going to happen?
I wish I knew. I don't think anybody knows what's going to happen because this campaign is on a new level right now. And there's a lot of attention on it. And there's a lot of outside money coming in. About $3 million has come in on the Rick Wyland side to attack Larry Pressler, to attack Mike Rounds. But South Dakotans don't like negatives. So we'll see how that plays out. And everything is changing every day. So it's anybody's guess.
I saw an interview that Larry Pressler did the other day where he mentioned the Native American population in South Dakota. How important is that population of voters in this election?
Well, in 2002, it decided the race when John Thune, then as a congressman, challenged Tim Johnson. Tim Johnson won by 400 votes. Everybody's crediting the Native American vote. It's about 9% of the population. I would say in the 90%-ish area supported President Obama in a state like South Dakota that didn't. So this is a highly, I mean, the Democrats rely on this vote. There's a big referendum coming on one of the reservations, and they expect really high voter turnout for that referendum. So the Get Out the Vote effort is huge right now in Indian country on the 9 reservations, and it could very well decide the race.
Kara Hetland, news director at South Dakota Public Broadcasting, joining us from Vermilion, South Dakota. Thank you so much, and we'll be watching.
You are welcome. Thank you.